So wow, they've really changed the way you publish with Audioboo since the last time I've used it. Anyway, okay, so back to my thoughts. The battle log feature for Battlefield 3, they say, is absolutely 100% free stat tracking, just like what Call of Duty Elite's going to be, and then Call of Duty Elite is a subscription-based service. So anyway, some of the other things that they showed which were really interesting, the Ghost Recon Future Soldier, Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Future Soldier, they showed the gentleman interacting with it using the Kinect, and it is absolutely amazing. Like, I've been wanting to know how they're going to use first-person shooters with the Kinect, and they do it, and it looks great. The way the guy does his hands motions and just what appears to be the real sensitivity and the technology in the Kinect is amazing. Like, they show how he fires the gun by flicking his hands and reloading it by, you know, doing different gestures. It was really cool, so I'm excited for that. What else was there? The one thing that I saw that was Sony-related, which I saw a trailer for with the EA press conference, was SSX. SSX looks really cool, which is, just so those wondering what it is, it is SSX, as in Samuel X-Ray. I think it's SS... Whatever the... I don't know, you know, Alpha, Bravo, Charlie... Sierra. So there you go. Sierra, X-Ray. So, anyway. It's a skate, or it's a snowboarding game. It looks really cool. They used to have them a long time ago on PS2, and it's cool that they're bringing it back. Also, the new Tomb Raider game, which I believe they're just calling Tomb Raider, is coming out. I believe they said like something like next fall, like as fall of 2012. It looks really dark, really kind of gritty. I guess they're going to really try and take it back to its roots where it's not so giant Lara Croft with huge boobs running around, you know, jumping through mazes and stuff. But it, I don't know. Like, I initially watched it, I was like, this is kind of freaking me out a little bit. And anyway, it was pretty cool. And then, you know, with the Kinect is kind of the big feature that they're really showing with Microsoft, which I know some people are like, boo, Kinect, you know, who wants to stand and play games? I, for one, I'm amazed by the technology that they're really incorporating into this. I mean, yes, they're doing some games that most hardcore gamers are not going to care for. Like, they showed a Sesame Street game, and they showed a Disneyland game, and they showed, like, a kind of a cartoony-looking, I forget what it's called, like the Clone Wars or something. There's a cartoon version of Star Wars, and they showed that kind of game. And again, all of these things, you know, are not necessarily, I mean, they are designed for children, but that's the point, is that, you know, they're trying to create this so that it's a family kind of tool. So, yeah, I mean, it's not going to necessarily appeal to the hardcore gamer, but you know what? It's not designed for you, and if the flying around as Peter Pan makes money so that they can make more stuff like Ghost Recon or, you know, Fable the Journey, which also is Kinect-enabled, then so be it, you know? I'm completely supportive of it, and what are you doing, Grizz? Come on, this guy is throwing out newspapers? Wow, you are just... I'm trying to die on the road tonight. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, those are just kind of my thoughts with the whole E3 as far as day one goes. So yeah, hopefully tomorrow there'll be more information. I'm not sure when Sony's press conference or Nintendo's press conference are. I'm really interested to see Sony's press conference to see how they're going to handle the whole PlayStation Network being down for weeks at a time debacle. I'm wondering how they're going to handle that with their fans and what they're kind of going to show people to get people hyped for PlayStation again. So anyway, those are my initial thoughts, and I'll probably be ordering a lot more of these between now and then. So any feedback or thoughts, I'd love to hear it, whether via my Twitter at Ryan Lewis or through my Facebook, which is facebook.com/TheRealRyanLewis. Either way, please, love your thoughts. Holla. And then the stupid thing never...